Here on the closing markets right now, talking with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. Bill, what did we see out of that grain market today?
Well, thankfully, a recovery today. We got green in the, at least in March in the corn and soy's wheat down. And stock market has turned back higher. It's had, I think it's the first time in a long time, it was down 10 days in a row. And yesterday was the crowning blow where the market was down 1,100 points. Of course, that impacts all commodities. Today, it looks like the stock market is trading up about 3 to 350. What happened? Macro news is dominating this week. What happened yesterday was Federal Chairman Powell came out with, as expected, announced an interest rate reduction of 0.25%, which is a third this year. And, you know, generally that would be good news and greeted positively by the market. But in this case, after he announced that, he also said that inflation is too strong for him right now. He's going to tone down the number of interest rate cuts in 2025 from maybe 4 down to maybe 2.
That's Bill Moore of Price Futures Group here on the closing markets. We'll take a look at those numbers right after this.
At BEX, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. BEX, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BEXHybrids.com.
At the close, March corn is up 3.5 at 4.40¾. Soybeans up 11¼ at 9.63 even. Soy meal up $4.60 at 2.84.10. Soy oil up 46 cents at 40.01. Chicago wheat down 8¼ at 5.33 even. Kansas wheat down 5.5 at 5.43¼. Last update from Minneapolis, spring wheat was down a nickel at 5.87 even. Oats down 3¾ at 3.55¾. Live cattle down $1.77. Feeders down 2.52. Lean hogs down 7 cents. That's the closing markets. I'm Dustin Huffman.